At the end of the day, our job as leaders is to understand what does our organization, what does our team need in order to be successful.
This is the Playbook. I am so excited because I've waited years to speak with this man, Scott DeRue. He's the president of Equinox, an amazing fitness club that I'm actually a member of, and my daughter in the city. So we are actually participants in the fitness business that you have established, and it is the best out there. I'm sorry to say it has everything that you need. And to that end, Scott, I was hoping that you could tell me, you know, your internal vision of the experience that I'm having and my daughter's having as we frequent Equinox.
Sure. And David, I really appreciate the opportunity. It's great to join you. And you're exactly right. The experience is really what differentiates Equinox. And it's our people, it's our programming, it's the environment that we're able to create, the sense of community that we're able to create that really separates the Equinox experience from all the rest. And the vision that we have is really about taking what happens inside the club, right, with our masterful talent that we're able to attract from our group fitness instructors to our personal trainers, to the programming that those individuals can create that's really unique and differentiated. We just don't have your run-of-the-mill classes. We'll do programs with the American Ballet Theater. We'll do combinations and permutations of yoga and strength together. It's really unique and differentiated programming that you can't get anywhere else in this extraordinarily luxurious environment that is the Equinox Club. And then when you combine that with what we're doing digitally to really bring together the physical world and the digital world, it's really unparalleled in the fitness world. And as we extend Equinox and that vision beyond fitness to now include travel and hospitality, to include fashion collaborations with the highest end designers around the world, you really get to this lifestyle that Equinox represents that we're extraordinarily excited about, and our members are too.
You know, I think one of the biggest compliments that I hear a lot of times when I'll bring people in to see or to join, they're like, there's a different energy here. And I call that energy a spirit of excellence because it is lifestyle fitness. And one of the key components that you did not mention that I always mention to people, I said, even if you're not a big workout person, if you're not a big fitness person, I said, there's no better place to hang out to do business. You know, and I'm serious. Like I'm an overlap person. I like to achieve more than one thing while I'm the guy doing coaching calls while I'm watching my son's baseball game, as long as he's not up. And in that respect, I'll joke around and my wife's like, why did it take you so long to get home? I was like, I could not leave. It would be like walking out of an executive mastermind. I'm sitting there with two of the biggest CEOs in Orange County, and I couldn't come home. I would pay so much money just to get these meetings. And here I am in an organic atmosphere. When you talk about the spirit of excellence, you talk about high performance lifestyle business, and that's what you are in this fitness business. There's a lot more to it. How much have you really strategically looked at people interacting for personal outside and business outside of the actual facility?
It's absolutely a part of it. Again, it's about this high-performance lifestyle that you mentioned. That is the essence of the vision. And that's both in terms of the fitness that you're pursuing, your goals and the results you desire in terms of your health and fitness. But the high-performance lifestyle is all-encompassing, right? It's fitness and well beyond. And Equinox, for most, is a destination, exactly what you're describing. And so it's why we are laser and maniacally focused on the experience that one has in our clubs, where you might be in our Hudson Yards Club here in New York City, where, you know, just yesterday, I spent half the day working from our Hudson Yards Club and in the foyer area in terms of the lounge. And it's this lively, almost like a co-working environment, where now people are combining their health and fitness with their work. And I'm sitting beside, you know, somebody from the tech sector and somebody from the finance sector. And so you, and then you begin to build a community And we're really creating a destination, right? Or if you go to the terrace and the pool here in the club that I'm sitting in right now, you know, this weekend it was 90 degrees here in New York City. It was the place to be in New York City, right? And when you combine the club that we have here with our hotel, which is now the number one luxury hotel in New York City, you put that environment together and you get a destination that everybody wants to be a part of. Entertainers, people from sport, people from business. Again, it's a lifestyle that we're really curating for people. And that's really changing the game. It's really changing the experience that people are seeking and what we're providing.
And I find it really interesting in all the digital products. So obviously the experience in person is extraordinary. From the time you walk in, you feel the spirit of excellence. Everyone around you is an elevated frequency, I call it. I always say my frequency is my neighborhood, and Equinox is the neighborhood I want to be in when it comes to a fitness club. But I'm, you know, still at a loss, because while I'm, you know, there at the club, or my daughter who lives there in East Village, and, you know, my old office was at Hudson Yards with L'Oreal and SAP and Gary V and everybody. But she's listing off products that I didn't even know of. There must be over 100 different digital products that you guys have now that complement that spirit of excellence. What are some of those? Educate me, because she was mentioning some that maybe some people don't even know are available that are even members like myself.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the core of everything digital for us is Equinox Plus. And that is our digital app, which becomes the digital home for everything Equinox for our members. And there, it's extraordinarily personalized. So for example, from a personal training perspective, you can go on our app and you explain to us what results you desire, what your goals are, and we'll actually curate programs for you that tie directly to your goals that you can then use in the club, right? Or at home, right? We've got a whole diverse array of classes, from cycling to HIIT to yoga, et cetera, that are very signature to Equinox through Equinox Plus that people are doing around the world. We've got our brand in terms of meditation and mental fitness called Headstrong that is on the app. And behind cycling, Headstrong is our second most consumed content on the app. And Dave, if I told you how much of that content was consumed between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. every night, you would understand the challenges that our society faces with sleep and things of that sort. So we're meeting those needs. So you've got very personalized programs. You've got content in terms of classes and meditation and the like. You've got editorial content. So from a lifestyle perspective, we're actually serving up to you in a very personalized way, content on fashion, content on nutrition, content on general wellness, understanding, again, in this high-performance lifestyle, how do you invest in your body, in your mind, in your soul, so you can achieve your goals and live at the highest level and be the best version of yourself? And everything we're doing digitally is about serving up content, programming, the information you need, the experiences you desire to live that high performance lifestyle whenever, wherever you are, home, in the club, on the road, around the world.
And it's amazing, because when you realize with the accelerated change, you know, as you have found, especially during the pandemic, it becomes extremely important to have control of your mindset, which you guys help with. Your heart set, how you feel, which is obvious, but also the handset on how we perform in everyday life, as well as in the fitness center itself, and being able to have control and to have a partner, an accountability partner in the mindset, heart set, and handset of life, once again, has this exponential and extraordinary value. Now, we talk about the mindset. your background is very intriguing as an entrepreneur, because as I look in the industry, you know, there's a lot of people who started off as trainers and, you know, they work their way up, or they work for Matrix, you know, some kind of equipment, you know, and I'm looking, and, you know, besides the obvious conflict that you must have during basketball season, you know, you went to UNC Chapel, you graduated from Michigan State Business School, but then you were the dean of Michigan's business school, which is, you know, let's just admit Ross is one of the best business schools in the world. In that aspect, though, you were really a well-educated person, which today may not be the most, it's not the Gary Vee way to go, right? I'm looked at in the entrepreneur space like you, right? I have a law degree, a business degree. I'm an academic and, you know, went to Occidental College. It wasn't like, you know, I was selling my baseball cards to start my first company, sleeping in a car. For you, you have raised, like I have, hundreds of millions of dollars. You've been extremely successful as an entrepreneur. How have you found your experience in the business school aspect? Because nobody knows it better than the dean of one of the best business schools. How do you attribute the education, the pragmatic business school education, to the success of today's entrepreneur?
Well, look, I mean, everybody has their journey, right? And I love Gary Vee, for example. I mean, his journey is amazing. <too. laughs> He's extraordinarily entrepreneurial, genius in many ways, right? But everybody has their journey. And for me, you know, I grew up in a relatively small town in North Carolina. And for me, education was the way out, right? And education exposed me to people. It exposed me to ideas. It exposed me to opportunities that, frankly, I didn't even know existed, right? And really put me on a path that eventually made me want to create that path for other people. So I love business, but education changed my life. And so becoming a business school professor was simply putting those two things together, right? A passion for business and what business can do to really change the world through innovation and opportunity. Same with education, because of the personal impact it had in my life. I just put them together. And I loved everything about being a business school professor and a dean and the opportunity to create those experiences for other people like I had had. And while I was the dean of the business school at Michigan, as you mentioned, I got to know Equinox. Mm-hmm. And I joined the board of Equinox. And that was my exposure to the brand. And I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the brand. I fell in love with the people. Mostly, I fell in love with the mission that is woven through everything that the company does. At its core, Equinox exists to create the possibility for you, your daughter, and everyone around the world to maximize your potential. And I thought to myself, but wait a minute, that's why I'm in education. Right? Is to give people experiences that enable them to transform their lives through inspired learning and maximize their potential. And now through health, fitness, and this high performance lifestyle, I can do the same thing at Equinox. And so the transition has actually been very smooth because the mission and the sense of purpose is the exact same.
I love that. And so few entrepreneurs can see that. And I'm glad that you kind of brought that side of that, you know, education can be the same as, you know, this, you know, entrepreneur who just doesn't fit into the classroom. There's a lot of things that we can apply through the traditional way. Now, a quick question before we finish up with my last question. Who do you root for during the Final Four?
Oh, I was born and bred a Tar Heel, my friend.
All right. Well, congratulations. That's amazing. Now, all right, last question. You have an interesting approach to leadership. I share a similar vision of being an intelligent follower as a leader. And the customer preferences in your space are shifting dramatically and have accelerated. How have you utilized your unique approach as an intelligent follower, as a leader, in order to facilitate taking advantage of, not being punished by, the shifts in the customer preferences that exist today?
Yeah, you're absolutely right that the consumer landscape and the needs of our consumer are certainly shifting. It's one of the things that I feel really good about in terms of the vision we have for Equinox, because we are one of the few that's combining in-club physical, digital and digital innovation, hospitality and travel, fashion, lifestyle. We're putting all of that together. And that's really where the consumer is going, right? And we're leading that. Now, to your question about leadership and change and really engaging our team to see that vision and really mobilize and align our teams to that. At the end of the day, I take a very sort of servant leadership philosophy to heart, which is, what is our organization? What does our team need in order to be successful? Does it need that vision? Does it need that strategy and that really drive for creativity and innovation? Does it need more structure and discipline? Does it need culture change? Maybe all of the above. But at the end of the day, our job as leaders is to understand, what does our organization, what does our team need in order to be successful? And make sure that we are resourcing and enabling our teams and our individuals around the world to do exactly that. And so the philosophy that really served me well as, say, a dean, where it's all about informal influence and relationships and managing a very diverse set of stakeholders and interest, with being able to empathize, listen, and understand both from a consumer perspective as well as our talent and our teams around the world, what do they need to be successful? What do they need to achieve their goals? And then make sure I'm doing everything that I can as a leader in the organization to enable them to be successful. If you take that approach, everything else falls into place.
And it certainly does. And it's interesting because when I was recommended to Equinox as, you know, the greatest fitness club that I had to join pre-COVID years ago by an executive at L'Oreal, actually, and now I've come to a new epiphany. It's not really even a fitness club. It's really a fitness community, a place where you can enjoy to consistently every day, persistently without quit, pursue your potential. And it helps me in all the areas of my empowerment mission of helping people to make more money, help more people themselves, and have more fun. And so that alignment is always, you know, for me, encouraged me, but also totally inspired me to not only help me and my family, but other friends, and certainly appreciate the referral years ago. And it's only gotten better. I was a little concerned as we had to leave our office space there in Hudson Yards during COVID. I was a little concerned what would happen to my favorite fitness community and fitness club, but it actually, to your credit, only got better. Unbelievable, Scott. Thank you so, so much. Scott DeRue, he's the president of Equinox, an amazing entrepreneur, a leader, and like me, on a mission to empower others, to be happy.